just look at the tape, which you think last week.
Yeah, you know, obviously disappointed. You know, the loss. I think crucial situations, third down, and then you know, red zone, third downs. We got to be better at those. We got to score. We got to score points. So, you know, obviously turnovers. We didn't win the turnover battle. Can't give any quarterbacks in this league. There's a lot of good ones. Stafford was a great one. That can't give them any more possessions. So, learned a lot from that. Moving on. Got a great opponent this week.
What do you see in their defense?
You know, their front is you know, going to be a challenge. They not only play the run really well, but they rush the passer very well.
Sure.
The back end, you know, they play a bunch of guys, but they're all in the right spot at the right time. So it's another thing I'm going to have to, you know, stay with my keys, have my eyes in the right place because, you know, they do a good job of disguising and you know, throwing things off.
I was talking to Tony Levine last night, some of the hosted. He was talking about growing up with your dad as a coach and what that meant in your preparation and how you're able to move along. Has that made you more adaptable? Because you're a quick study because you've been studying football your whole life.
Yeah, I love football. It's in my blood. Actually, my grandfather was a coach as well. So I'm a son of a coach of a coach. So, you know, I think it's something I love doing. I love this game. I've got a tremendous amount of respect for this game. And to be able to play it at the highest level is it's an honor. It's pretty cool that I get to, you know, go, you know, put on a helmet every day and go represent myself and my team. You know, the purple and gold out every day. So I'm excited about it.
Does the game plan change much without Dalvin Cook?
You know, you have to ask Pat about that. But for me, my preparation is the same. I've got tremendous faith in any of those guys that line up in the backfield with us. So, you know, I don't think so. But you'd have to ask Pat about that.
You were talking about the keys to, you know, against the Bears defense. I mean, talking as if you'll start. Is your belief that you will start on that?
You know, I've answered the same question, you know, every week. That's my mindset, you know, is I'm going to start. So whether I am or not, you know, that's how I prepare. So that's, you know, that doesn't change. Whatever week it is, whoever we're playing, and whenever we're playing.
Can it ever get to be a distraction when week after week goes by and everybody knows who the starters will be?
Well, if you guys keep asking, then it's a kind of a distraction. So, no, it's not a distraction. You know, it is what it is, and that's part of the job. And you know, so I'm gonna, you know, keep preparing. You know, and I may answer the same question the same way. So that's just you know, that's just how I am. That's how I operate, and I try to be the same guy no matter what. And you know, that's my goal as a quarterback. My goal as a person.
What is the right demeanor in the huddle? What do you try to be when you're out there on game day? Is there a right tempo for a quarterback to set?
I mean, there's a lot of ways to play quarterback. You know, there's a lot of ways, you know, to be a leader. So, you know, I try to be myself and be the leader that I know how to be and that I've taught, that I've watched other guys, that I've learned from other guys, that I've learned from my father, learned from other coaches. So, you know, different situations call for different, you know, things.
Case, they don't have a lot of takeaways at defense for the past couple of years and this year. Is there any comfort when you see a team that doesn't have a lot of takeaways?
I mean, I don't think we look at that. You're trying to protect the ball no matter what. And as a, you know, any defense in this league, I think turnovers are one of their main goals. So, just like one of our main goals every week is to be smart with the football and take care of it. So, you know, with that approach, I think, you know, it's pretty much the same every week.
Have you ever played in Chicago?
No, I've been to a game. I've been part of a team in you know, playing at Soldier Field. So I've been there before, but never played.
Given the wind, proximity to the lake, is there any special preparation that you do pregame in the event that there is going to be conditions that aren't ideal for a quarterback to throw the ball?
I mean, when it's breezy, swing easy.
Cool.
What did you kind of see from the film that maybe you have to be better this Monday?
You know, like I said before, you know, just being smart with the football and, you know, being better in crucial situations, whether it's third downs in the red zone, you know, 2 minute, we've got to be better in those situations to win ball games. It was a good game.